we bring in Mike Mays. Coach, well, looks like it's Beardstown that's on your radar. Joel and I chatted about it. Joel Swanson's with me right now. We were chatting about this just before we gave you a ring. I said, wow, that's quite the draw for the Central Catholic Saints. What do you know about those guys?
You know, I don't know anything about them. I hate to say it. You know, it's what we've played so many teams over the years in the playoffs. That's kind of one area we haven't gone is kind of straight west. So, you know, I was just looking online to see their conference play and everything like that. But beyond that, I don't know much about them just yet.
And, you know, that's understandable. I mean, don't want anybody to think, oh, well, they haven't done their homework. We don't know any. I mean, we've known who we're going to play 20 minutes ago, basically. But that's a good outfit. But you know what? Speaking of good outfits, you know, your Saints at 8-1 with Justin Early. I mean, you really started to put some things together. I mean, I know that over time there were just little pieces that you were trying to put together. I know, you know, line play some things. You had to overcome an injury or two time and again. But, you know, tell me a little bit about the season as a whole and how you've progressed as from basically week one through week nine.
Well, you know, we seem to really find our identity kind of, what works for us, you know. You know, we got a big, thick playbook, but it doesn't mean you have to use them all. And from a running perspective, we've gotten good, I think, at, you know, four or five plays. And then our passing offense might be a little more varied than that, but in turn, we've had a really nice mix throwing and running the ball. And and we've been difficult to defend, which has been great. And the other thing is we haven't turned the ball over. I think we had one turnover last night, and that was the first one in three or four games, I think. And then on the defensive side, we knew our front seven starting off was going to be our strength, and we had four new starters in our defensive backfield. And, you know, one's a sophomore and then three juniors. And they've gotten better each week. They've learned, you know, and last night we had three interceptions and could have had another, and you know, I think we had two or three other forced fumbles. So it seems both sides of the ball has really, really kind of come together at a great time.
You guys are poised, too, and you can speak both as a coach and as a dad, but Max Mays is just seems to me just to be one of the most more poised quarterbacks, I think, that we have around in the area.
You know, I said it before the season, having a returning starter at quarterback is key. But I also think Max might be wise beyond his years a little bit just because he's grown up in it for so long. Really is that calm factor on our offense. And we give him latitude to make his own calls, and it's really worked well. So, I think offensively we feed off that.
Well, Coach, talking about last night, Unity comes in ranked number two in the state. How special was that game, and especially the atmosphere, homecoming, and everything that went along with it?
Well, you know, as a coach, homecoming week's kind of, you know, a tough one because you've got so many distractions. But we had, you know, the hope of, you know, if we can win that game, we get a share of the conference, we get a home playoff game. You know, last year we went 7-2 around the road, so... and I think throwing homecoming on top of it, with the atmosphere, big crowd and everything, it was a great experience. And our guys, I thought, just reacted really well to the whole atmosphere.
I've been able to see you play a couple of times, and a guy that really stands out for your team is James Morris. He has just had an outstanding season catching the football, but also, boy, he has progressed on defense as well. He's in on almost every play defensively for your team.
You know, he's just an athlete, and, you know, we can teach you to block and tackle, but, you know, instinct and being able to play in space are, you know, kind of innate qualities, and James brings that, and he plays on the, you know, the open side on our defense, and we'll match him up with, you know, with a receiver, and he's, you know, got the ability to cover, and so and then also, you know, size enough to stick it in there and play on a running back. So we're certainly fortunate with him.
Well, you lost a game in the middle of the season to Monticello, and we saw you again last night. It seems like your team has made a lot of progress from that early loss to Monticello to beating Tolono last night.
Yeah, you know, and Tolona was, Monticello was a good team. And, you know, we turned it over four times, I think, against them. And you just can't do that against a good team. And, we certainly stressed it coming in with Tolono. And we won the turnover battle. And as the game went on, our confidence got more and more. And we really controlled the line of scrimmage. You know, I thought we could win the game. I initially thought we'd have to throw it more, and we really controlled the line of scrimmage.
And controlling the line of scrimmage, you get into November weather. That's going to be important for winning playoff games going forward.
Absolutely. You never know what you're going to run into in Illinois.
Coach Mike Mays, hey, I really appreciate it. We'll be chatting at midweek or so, as we usually do, and kind of get your thoughts as we look ahead to this matchup. As boy, good luck to you. Congratulations again on the great season, and let's hope it's far from over.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Look forward to it.
Mike Mays joining us, the head coach at Central Catholic High School, is the Saints will host Beardstown.